President Trump has not ordered such a test, but even the consideration of a show of force by the nation that announced the atomic age by dropping nuclear weapons on Japanese cities in August 1945 marks a provocative shift from the sober, almost mournful restraint that has characterized the United States' posture toward the weapons for decades. To prevent nuclear war and the spread of weapons to non-nuclear states, the strategy of Republican and Democratic commanders-in-chief alike has been to reduce nuclear arsenals and forge new arms control agreements. The Trump administration, by contrast, is convinced that the best way to limit the spreading nuclear danger is to expand and advertise its ability to annihilate its enemies. In addition to putting the Nevada test ground on notice, he has signed off on a $1.2 trillion plan to overhaul the entire nuclear weapons complex. Trump has authorized a new nuclear warhead, the first in 34 years. He is funding research and development on a mobile medium-range missile. The new weapon, if tested or deployed, would be prohibited by a 30-year-old Cold War nuclear forces agreement with Russia, which has already violated the agreement. And, for the first time, the United States is expanding the scenarios under which the president would consider going nuclear to significant non-nuclear strategic attacks, including major cyber attacks. We must modernize and rebuild our nuclear arsenal, hopefully never having to use it, but making it so strong and powerful that it will deter any attacks of aggression, Trump said on January 30th during his State of the Union address. Perhaps someday in the future there will be a magical moment when the countries of the world will get together to eliminate their nuclear weapons. Unfortunately, we are not there yet.